This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host, Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Pirates, Coach Pender.
Hey, Kip.
How you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing good. It's always better to come on after a win, but, you know, we're wrapping it up now and getting to reflect on a good season overall, and then we can talk about what next year for a little bit as well.
Heartbreaking loss last Friday night to Dacula, 29-21, a game where we had chances, we just couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, I mean, we had two drives that went over 90 yards, you know, from inside the shadow of our own goalpost, going all the way to the, close to their end zone, and not being able to come away with any points in, you know, a playoff game that hurts you.
Defense played well. I mean, kept us in the football game in spite of all the red zone issues we had last Friday. We still had two opportunities at the end of the game to win it or send it to overtime.
Yeah, we did. Defense and special teams came through for us there in the second half late. You know, we struggled a little bit in the beginning of the game defensively, but we got that stuff straightened out by halftime, and defense played really good in the second half. Offense just sputtered in the second half. We had a chance to get, like we said, get points, and just didn't get it done. And we had an onside kick after we scored a touchdown.
Perfect onside kick.
Yeah, we got the ball back, and then we just, you know, threw an interception and cost us.
Jacoby Hill, coach, went out like he started as a freshman, just playing ball. 146 yards, I believe.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns, and so he went out on top as a Pirate. I mean, we're going to miss that kid.
Oh, he did, especially against a good run defense. The thing that Jaquilla was really good at was stopping the run. They did a really good job with that, and we knew we had to be balanced going in, and we had to run the ball tough, and not having Reese Simmons was going to hurt us. And Jacoby, you know, he put that workload on his back, and he had a great game.
We played a pretty good front seven last Friday night, and in spite of, only scoring 21 points. Our offensive line, we ran the ball well with eight guys in the box, and we pass protected well. The sacks we did give up was because we just held on to the football too long.
Yeah, it was or tried to run an RPO. When there was an RPO to run, I mean, we should have been given when we pulled it, and the receivers are blocking downfield, so the quarterback has no one to throw the ball to once he pulled it and ended up getting sacked. That was one of the costly sacks we had. And then, of course, another costly sack we had got us pushed out of the red zone, two sacks in a row, matter of fact, that we shouldn't have took those sacks as well. But, you know, we did. It happened. We had to pay the price for it.
Coach, our receivers, you know, we caught a few passes, but the passing game, for the most part, we struggled a little bit.
Well, we're struggling there. Yep. We struggled with it all year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was very inconsistent. It wasn't what you would want, but, you know, somehow we're still able to manage and win ball games, and it just caught up to us. And we knew it would eventually catch up to us if we didn't get it right. We talked about it like throughout the year. Hey, we got to work on our passing game. And it just, we did work on our game. It just wasn't.
We gonna get to that.
Wasn't to where we needed to be.
Coach, I know you're one of these folks that when we lose, you don't sleep well. It eats at you. I know you watched that film over the weekend at home after probably on Sunday. After you watched the film, what'd you see? Just all the mistakes.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, more than just the mistakes. I did see that we played hard. I mean, you look at the the positive aspects of it. We fought real hard. This team never gave up. You know, didn't give up to the end and fought all the way to the end. And this team really believed it should win and could win. And you know, we had our opportunities. We just had some poor plays here and there. And yeah, when I was watching the film, it was it really ate me up. You know, a lot of the times when we drove down, and you know, the delay of game penalties that ate me up a lot. And also when we had the ball inside the red zone and just keep getting pushed back with penalties or sacks or a player just trying to make a great play and just giving up too many yards, and just got to understand the situation that we're in. You know, it just makes us think we need to do a better job in that on the coaching aspect of it, of coaching these, our players up in these situations a little bit better. I mean, you know, there's really no excuse for not looking at the play clock and letting the clocks run down to delay a game. But you know what? You know, next year when our Wednesday practices, we're going to actually make sure that this doesn't happen again.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach's senior class, 25 wins over the last 3 years. I mean, they got off to a rough start, but many of them didn't contribute as freshmen, but their sophomore, junior, and senior seasons, 6 wins, 8 wins, and this year 11 wins.
Oh, yeah. I was really looking at their last 2 years as junior and seniors.
Yeah.
I mean, they had what? They averaged 9 wins a season.
19 wins over the last 2 seasons.
For these kids, and that's outstanding for this senior class. And not very other senior classes can say they did what this group has done. I know they can't in the last 22 years anyway.
Yes.
So this group has nothing to hang their head about. They're champions in my eyes. You know, we accomplished two of the goals we set out to do. We just didn't accomplish the third. We won the city championship back-to-back. We region champs back-to-back, actually.
Piece of it last year, outright this year.
We tied it last year, exactly. So these kids are champions. You know, we had it worked out with that championship mindset. The only thing that we didn't accomplish was the state championship, and it really hurt us. I mean, at the end of the night, it hurt us. It hurt us bad. And that just lets you know that this program has come a long way, Kip, in the last several years.
You finish up your fifth season now, Coach. You got us in position now to be contenders just about every year now. So talk about the process of where you started and where we currently are now.
Well, it's just you got to get the mindset. I mean, it all starts with the mindset. We talk about that championship mindset, and you have to have that vision. And you got to keep pushing forward. You got to have that fortitude. You know, our team gets it. You know, parts of our community gets it. Parts of our administration gets it. Really, majority of our administration is starting to get it. And once we get everybody on board where we need to be and how we need to go, the direction, we will be unstoppable. We have talent here at Brunswick High. We have a lot of good kids. We got a lot of good talent. But unfortunately, there are games that are won and lost at the dinner table. And we got to get the community to really buy into what we're trying to do and get behind the kids 100%. Not bandwagoners. Not the ones, oh, you're doing really good, let's pat you on the back. But when things go south or things go in a bad light, you sit there and you bray the kids instead of get behind them and support them. And then that's what we need to get to. We got too many naysayers still saying they can are supportive of our program, and they're not there. Until we get that in line with all three phases, we're still going to struggle in those areas. When we get against some teams that are really, really good and a very good discipline, everyone on our team has to be drinking the same Kool-Aid. They have to be going in line. If they got that person at the dinner table, they got that person in their ear doing the naysaying, it can put doubt in their heads. And we got to eliminate that doubt. So when we tell you it takes a whole community to win a championship, it takes a whole community to win a championship. And we got to get our minds in line for that.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these postseason awards that kind of hit the Twitter waves today, Coach. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Isles RX. Coach, I saw a proud mama today on Facebook posting that her son was the region player of the year. Kayshawn Thomas, his mother. Man, I was so happy to see that post on Facebook today. And talk a little bit about some of these postseason honors we had. We had a lot of kids make all-region team.
Yeah, we did. I'm very proud of all these kids. I don't have to say every one of their names. I don't have them all memorized right now because there's such a whole bunch. But Kayshawn Thomas.
Thomas was region player of the year. About him, Coach.
Region player of the year because he was so dominant at what he does. He was so dominant at the defensive line, and every game you look at, you know, college coaches that come in and are looking at him, you don't have to look at a highlight tape of this kid. All you got to do is watch him play just week in and week out. Every week he comes, every week he has dominated the line of scrimmage, and I got him back for another year, so I'm excited about that.
You had three linebackers, Coach, make all-region first team. You had Devin Smith, you had Adam Mawiba, you had Stephon Stanley. Of your starting linebackers, all-region.
I'm going to start with Adam Mawiba and Stephon Stanley. Both those guys are inside linebackers that didn't even start for us last year. Neither one of them were starters, and they went from being non-starters, just being contributors, to being captains of the team. Both those guys had a tremendous work ethic in the offseason. They pushed through. They worked throughout the entire season. They did nothing but get better and better and better. So I'm very proud of them, and they deserve those honors. Devin Smith is a freak of an athlete.
He is.
That kid is going to be a phenomenal. He's only a sophomore. He's an incredible young talent. I look forward to working with him. He also makes really good grades. He's a good character kid. So this is another – we're witnessing a star in the making when we talk about Devin Smith.
River Creel and Ivan Johnson also made all-region, Coach, I believe, first team.
Keon Leggett.
So that's, three, six, seven of your starters on defense made all-region.
Yeah, what's nice is a lot of those guys are coming back.
Yeah, they are coming back.
Creole and Devin are both only sophomores.
Talk about River real quick, Coach.
River Creel, he's an outstanding young man. He had an ankle injury for a little bit throughout the year, but he's a big physical kid. He's fast. There's a lot of Kayshawn Thomas in River Creel. They're really, going to be tit for tat. River Creel sees Kayshawn Thomas and sees the things that he's doing, and River's trying to catch him. He works extremely hard in the weight room. He gets after it. He hates to come off the field. River wants to be on every special teams.
Ivan Johnson.
He's a little stud in himself. I mean,
he might see some running back duty next year.
Be honest with you, behind those senior running backs I had this year, he was our best running back that we have that would be returning. It's just he does such a good job on the defense side of the ball at free safety, and he does a great job there. We're going to mess with him in spring a little bit. We know he can run the football, and he's really good at it. But it just depends on how we develop the depth in the secondary, because coming back, he is the captain of that defense. And it just depends on what people like Tyler Sams, who's a sophomore, had a really good year,
had a pick last week.
How does Tyler Sams develop, and how does Nick Gray develop in their safety roles, and can we get a third safety that can get in there in that mix? And if that's the case, then, yeah, you can see Ivan Johnson run the football some next year.
Jaden Drayton, athlete of the year in the region. He played offense, defense, whatever you needed him to play, so he won that award.
You will see Jaden Drayton involved way more in the offense next year than it was this year. This year we need him a lot in the defensive back position. And also part of that, when you sit there and you're talking to him and you're talking to these college coaches, a lot of the offers he was getting was on the defensive side of the ball, and he was not wanting to lose sight of that. But, when Georgia Southern offered him, they think he's explosive with the ball in his hand. And he is. He's very explosive with the ball in his hand. So we are definitely going to be putting the ball in his hand a lot more next year on the offensive side of the ball.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach on offense, Jacoby Hill, Reese Simmons, Kanaya Charlton, Jamal Merriweather. Who'd I leave out? There's another offensive line. Maybe I'm trying to figure out who made all region first team.
Kanaya Charlton and Jamal Merriweather made it as O-lineman as O-lineman. First team. Yeah. And then you had Terry Mitchell. Yeah, Terry Mitchell, another sophomore phenom at receiver. He made first team all region. And then you had also Jacoby Hill and Reese Simmons make first team on the offense in the backfield. So both our running backs made it. Leon Charlton got an honorable mention.
Yeah, and so did Pat Leggett.
Yeah, so did
the
Pat
whole
Leggett.
Wolfpack.
That's right.
The entire Wolfpack.
But that's what they do. And what's funny is Pat Leggett got it as a receiver, and that just tells you a lot of it had to do with the way the kid blocks. He blocks, does a great job there. He's also a little Swiss Army knife. He can catch the ball. He can run it when we need him to run it on that little counter reverse we did with him. And then he's a very good blocker. And don't forget about Trey Elvine.
Trey grew up a lot.
He did. He's another one that went from someone that I took his pads away in the spring because his grades weren't doing well. And he got his grades up where they needed to be. And then he went from not even being able to dress out in the spring to becoming a captain of our team.
And something that I'm really, really proud of, Coach, because I've been a lifelong Pirate fan, both of our kickers made honorable mention all region.
Yeah, that's a. I still think it's a little bit of a political play. I mean, South Effingham did have a kicker that could boot it out of the end zone. But our little sophomore kicker we had led 6A in scoring this year. I mean, he led 6A in scoring as a sophomore. But the other kid got the nod for all region being a senior and our kid being a sophomore. But I look for a lot of great things to come out of McLean Finner, and he did a great job place kicking. And then Elvine, AJ Elvine as a punter, he did a really good job too. But that kid from Richmond Hill, we might see him be punting on Sundays one day.
That kid's
incredible. So to get honorable mention behind him, I'm proud of AJ.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about the region coach of the year. So we'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moondoggies. Coach Pender, you are the Region 2 6A Coach of the Year. How does that make you feel?
I'll take it. That's just hats off to, you know, being a coach of a very good football team and having a very good staff.
Should have been it last year, but somehow the politics didn't work itself out. But they couldn't deny it this year. So, and to be the Region Coach of the Year, you got to have a great coaching staff, Coach, to go along with it. So talk a little bit about your coaching staff also.
I got a great coaching staff. They work real hard. We come together like brothers, and that's what makes our chemistry work so well. Even though when we have some adverse times, because we don't always get along behind closed doors. You know, we got things that we got to work out and do. But overall, our coaching staff, they all know their role. They all do their job. They do it to the best of their ability. And everyone on our coaching staff has relationships with our players. And I think that's what the key is. And we have relationships with each other. I mean, we can have those tough conversations that you need to have and to really pull yourself when we challenge each other. And that's something that you don't always see. I don't have a bunch of coaches on our staff that are yes sir. You know, it's, you know, when you're speaking, you better know what you're talking about, because if you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to get challenged. And these coaches do a great job. I mean, they work hard, Kip. They work hard all year round. We're working real hard now. We're getting things together. Like right now, I got a couple coaches going up to Atlanta on a recruiting fair. They're going to be up there Monday, trying to get our kids in college. The work doesn't stop. We already started our off-season program with the nutrition program and our lifting weights. That starts on Monday. And we're just going to keep pushing. We keep going forward. We'll start our character education program with our kids, and we had about three or four of us coaches that are really involved in that and getting that done. And then we'll be back to the X's and O's, you know, come March.
Coach, Brunswick High has played football now for 54 years. Out of those 54 years, we've had three undefeated regular seasons, and you have one of them. How does that make you feel?
It definitely feels good. Yeah, we'll take it. The next goal is we got to get out of the second round. We got to get back to the third round, and you know, I really like our chances with the team we have next year to make another run at another region championship and get ourselves in the same position we were in this year, and being able to now advance out of this, you know, making it to the second round 3 years in a row is an accomplishment, but it's something that we're sick of getting put out there. We have to advance. We got to take that next step, and that is one of the main focal points that we're going to have in this offseason is the getting to that 15th game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pendham on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We finished 11-1. Season's over. Now the off season is here, but there's never an off season for a head football coach.
No, it's just a non-playing season.
Yeah,
that's all there is. It's just a non-playing season. We are straight into the next phase of our program. Right now through February, we are going to try to really get our kids recruited. So we're not, you know, our junior or our senior class. We have 23 kids. There's 23 kids. A lot of them have aspirations of playing at the next level. So we're going to do what we can to get as many of them to the next level as possible and start working with our returners, getting them ready for next year. So we're going to be very, very busy over the next several weeks. Our coaching staff are taking a little break this week, you know, with it being Thanksgiving, the fact that we don't have to play, and our coaching staff will take a little bit of a break over the Christmas holidays. However, we have some that are probably going to be coaching all-star games and stuff like that over the holidays. So, and then when we come back in January, we're full board again.
I saw on Twitter the other day, Coach, where Reese Simmons got his first offer, from Cumberland's.
He did, and that's it's a breath of fresh air that a kid like Reed's going to be able to play again. Now, I do expect Reed to get a lot more offers coming, but he did finally get an offer And a lot of times, all it takes is that first offer, and then a lot more start following.
Coach, any last comments before we wrap it up for the 2021 season?
No, I just really appreciate the fans that have been supporting us all year. I really appreciate our parents that really come out and helped our young men. And I definitely appreciate our players and our coaches and our administration for doing everything that they did this year. And we really enjoyed this championship season, and we look forward to having another one next season.
Well, Coach, we're glad you're the head coach at Brunswick High. We are.
As long as you can keep saying that.
You've done fantastic.
I'm in good shape.
Yes, we are. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us next year. Don't know where, don't know what time yet, but I'm sure we'll be back next year. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Francis...
Go Pirates!